Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, we have two parties, Republicans and Democrats, in our Congress, and then we have President Trump. They all want to pass a new relief package to help us through our coronavirus recession. Democrats want to spend $3 trillion while Republicans are talking about $1 trillion. That's a big difference, and they have serious differences on who gets the money. The chairman of the Senate Ag Appropriations Committee, John Hoeven, wants to have more than $14 billion to assist farmers. And priority will be livestock sector. Even the pork producers claim they're going to lose too many pork farms if they don't get more help. The supply chain has suffered more disruptions than anyone ever imagined, and food for people is another priority. Our supplemental nutrition program, that's food stamps, have seen a surge in new customers, 6 million since the virus hit. Democrats are pushing for an increase in benefits and more money to help our food banks. In the end, I think both parties will make more food available for the needy. And also, U.S. Department of Agriculture wants more money for the Farm to Families Food Box program. And the Democrats support the $600 per week payment to unemployed workers. Well, that was passed in March and ends this month. Well, they want to extend it to the end of the year. Well, the consequence of that extra money has not been all good. Workers receiving unemployment checks plus $600, they have no incentive to go back to work. I don't think the $600 will be extended, perhaps something less, okay? Democrats want more federal aid to states and cities. And they'll get some, but not even close to what they want. A very high priority for Republicans is to expand liability protection for businesses, schools, and nonprofit organizations. If we don't do that, every virus-infected person could sue the company. We have too many lawsuits now. Finally, President Trump and some members of Congress want a payroll tax cut. Not likely. Look at all of the different priorities and options with very little time to negotiate a compromise. Won't be easy, but I do think they'll get something done. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.